It's Amanda and Andrew. And what not? What not? What not? What not?
Oh my God.
We're so back.
We're back. It's season two of And What Not. Did you enjoy the new theme song? I don't know what it is yet.
We don't know what it is, but we hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you enjoyed it.
It's Nickelback, okay?
It's just Nickelback.
A rendition of a Nickelback song.
We are now, the daylight has saved us because yesterday was daylight savings.
I woke up at like 7 o'clock and it was pitch black out. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh yeah, it's daylight savings.
Dude, the fact that you don't wake up with the sun is unnatural.
But that's a beautiful thing, because then you know by 7 o'clock p.m., the sun is just setting, and it's only going to get, later.
Longer and longer. Longer.
At what point does the sun rise again, like, at, like, 6 a.m., and then sets over, like, 7 o'clock? Is that, like, summertime, or is that, like...
That's late summer.
Late spring?
Yeah, you're going to have to wait until August for that.
Right. Yeah.
But we've got sun.
Let's not skip ahead. Let's not wish the summer away, bro. All right? You're not in Wyoming, dude.
I'll tell you what, my birthday is in the summer, and I can't wait for it because the summer is way too hot.
Wait, when's your birthday?
June 22nd.
Why did that take you so long to say that?
We're both 22ers.
My personality.
Wait, June 22nd?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're May 22nd.
Nope.
March, April, yes. April. Sorry, I literally have it in my calendar.
She literally has it in her calendar.
I do. I wrote it down to this year.
Well, yeah. I'm an Earth Day birthday Earth Angel.
Yeah, in my calendar, I drew an Earth. Okay?
You drew
With your birthday
you drew
next
an
to
Earth.
It. And then my dad's birthday is the day before.
Yeah. That's because the Earth was born on April 22nd.
You know what's wild? So last year, Easter was in, like, late March. Now it's in late April, or, like, mid-April.
I know. I don't really like when it's this late because it just doesn't, like... I don't know, but that's also right. I guess the good thing about it is that it's most likely going to be quite warm for Easter.
Yeah.
I
know, I don't fuck with it.
Well, when I was...
You don't fuck with Easter?
Fucks with Easter.
It's like late March, like a one mom only. Same day every year.
I don't fucks with that bunny.
I like it when it's like mid-April. I feel like that's a good time for Easter.
I don't know about you. Well, maybe... I'm still, I've said this on the podcast back, but I'm still school brain, and that's why I hate fall and I hate winter.
Why?
Winter. Because I just do, because that fall's when school starts. Anyway, this is retreading old ground. What I was going to say is I used to like when spring break was later in the year, because then it's like you come back from spring break and it's like, all right, like 3 more weeks till school's over.
Yeah,
or
you're
two more
so
weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like an exciting time when Easter came around.
Yeah, and then like on top of that, like during your spring break, it's not snowy outside. You can go for bike rides. You can do hopscotch and jump rope and do chalk drawings. And
And then you become an adult and everything just sucks.
I mean, this could be the fat kid on me, but I love Easter. I love chocolate.
Me too.
I love it.
We just went to Costco the other day. Sorry, Kyle, to cut you off. And we saw like these like probably a foot and a half, right?
I feel
big
like we should
bunnies.
All get those.
Yeah. I love peeps too. I fucking, my God.
See, I'm not a peep girly. I'm a chocolate girly.
Like peeps and
is it mint chocolate?
Jelly beans.
Just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
I like a good Reese's.
Do you like the like vanilla chocolate and all that, or?
No, I like chocolate, like milk chocolate, but I have to say my favorite thing when Easter and like these holidays come around are like the Easter Reese's eggs, because they taste the best.
Yeah,
no. They do taste the best.
Last year I got like 100 of them off of Amazon.
100?
Yes, okay, because they don't come around often and they lasted until like August or September of this year.
I probably brought this up on the podcast before, but one time... Well, I don't. I've told to you guys this personally, but a long time ago, I discovered the best chips in the world, which are Grandma Utz's kettle-cooked chips. They also come in barbecue flavor.
I feel like please, you talk about these quite often.
Please sponsor us. Anyway, I love them so much, but you can't find them anywhere. That's the short of it. So now you have to order them. But Utz does this annoying thing where you kind of have to order in batches. Otherwise, it's really not worth your money.
Why it's like cheaper the more you buy?
Not really. It's actually way more expensive if you just get like one bag of it, even like one big bag. And one time they shipped it out to me, and I had to, sorry, Kyle. I ordered like, God, I don't know, 5 bags of it.
How
which
big?
Is already, they're huge. The ones that big you have bags? To online are big. Like, they're big ass bags.
Like Costco size bags.
Kyle or? Ducking into the mic saying, "How big?" It was really funny.
Yeah, they're like Costco size. And these are like really not good for you chips. And like, one of these bags would have sufficed, but now I had 5 of them. But I also noticed that when I received the box that it was like completely crushed on one side, so the chips were all fucked up. Aww. So I was like, hey Utz, can you guys, like, I don't know, I'll send these back if you could send me another one. They're like, don't worry about it, we're gonna send you another 5.
Oh, hell yeah, don't ever offer to send them back. Be like, something's wrong with this, can you send me more?
Well, they sent me 5 more of these giant bags.
Well, did you still eat the messed up ones?
Of course,
yeah,
I did.
Exactly.
And my fat ass was so full and so sick. I have not had the chips since then. It actually made me sick of it. It's like when, you know, back in the 50s, they made like kids smoke cigarettes. Like, that's like smoking? Smoke this one. Go for another one.
I used to buy the candy cigarettes all the time, and I used to feel so cool. And then I grew up and started smoking real cigarettes.
Yeah.
Please sponsor us, cool. Candy cigarettes and Utz.
I think we should have more kids smoking.
That's a good, yeah.
That's my hot take. More cancer. Oh, okay, wait. I'm literally going to go to hell. I need to knock on wood. I don't really actually believe that.
She does. Hey, what are you giving up for Lent, Amanda?
You know, the thing about Lent is, you know what? I'm giving up alcohol.
Oh, very nice. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think the Lord already knows. I don't think you can lie to the Lord.
Oh, so he already knows that
I don't
drink alcohol?
He already knows that you're sober. You're so bad.
All right, what can I give up? So Andrew's trying to give up cursing, but he's been cursing like a trucker.
Can we check if I've cursed in this episode already?
That was the rewind.
Oh my God, yeah. Said ass, dude. ASS.
Oh, right. God
damn. But like, ass also means donkey, so like...
And that's a biblical word. That word is in the Bible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like ass doesn't really count.
My favorite thing is when, like, you're online... And, like, people are posting, like, you know, these, like, stupid buzzwords that, like, you use online now on TikTok. And it's, like, they're completely made up. And people reply with, none of those words were in the Bible.
Wait, Kyle, what are you giving up for Lent?
I'm giving up Easter and March for Lent.
You're giving up the months.
Oh, well, it's already...
I'm giving up Easter and March, so... I'm good because Easter's evil, so.
I like literally need to give something up.
I'm giving up running because I haven't ran in 2 months, so gotta keep it going, just not run anymore.
I can't give up running. I can't. I have to.
We are gonna begin running soon.
I have a 5K coming up in late April at the zoo, so.
Late April? Yeah. A zoo?
We should all do an April 5K together
again. I think we absolutely should. We gotta start looking for it.
Are you doing the St. Patrick's Day one?
No, we never signed up, so we'll do the next one that comes nearby.
Oh my God.
What was I gonna say?
Big Izer.
Easer!
Cut that.
Cut that, please.
Oh yeah.
What was I gonna say? I was gonna say we should do a podcast while we're running for the 5K and just have it sound the worst it ever has.
It's like Galen, like, I'm dying, guys. It's too hot.
Just a lot of breathing and slamming.
The last 5K we did was too hot.
No, I'm sorry. That was like really too hot.
That was perfect.
I feel no, it was not. It was like, it wasn't even like the heat. It was like the humidity. Like you couldn't even breathe. I was dying.
Yeah. No, it was unbearable.
I'm pretty sure that 5K was like my worst time.
It was
a span of like 3
that.
Months.
I enjoyed that, and I had donuts. And I had donuts before.
Yeah.
And they were
both
like
you literally
empty.
Ate a donut before.
I didn't just have one, I had two.
I had a lot of fruit that
and
day.
Cookie.
Were they like Dunkin' sized?
Yes, they were normal. Donuts? They were normal sized donuts.
Yeah.
And they weren't just any normal donuts. They were from Duck Donuts, which is like specialty. They have like bacon and extra fat on top of it.
They had Miller's there too, doing cooking up some burgers on the grill.
They have Miller's Ale House. Check out Miller's Ale House. Hey, shout out to the little one, Miller's Ale House.
Yeah.
Did I eat a burger after that? No, I ate a bagel.
Yeah, you ate a bagel.
And then I think.
Hello, Mr. Mailman.
Oh, he did not look. I think Chris and I went to. I think we went to Chili's afterwards, like for dinner.
What's the deal with Chili's? Am I right, folks?
Yeah.
I love Chili's. I will die for Chili's. Okay.
And
their new. Their new, hot mats.
Yeah.
Nashville hot. Mozzarella sticks. To die for.
Okay, I had them. I'll be honest. I would say 7 out of 10.
Don't even for me. They're 12.5 out of 10. Okay,
I'm just gonna say it. I don't go to Chili's enough to have an opinion on this.
Oh man.
I feel like Andrew, you would like them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I eat anytime I eat something that's mostly cheese, it sits in my stomach like gosh dang cement.
Lactose intolerant. That's
I'm not. I'm
so
not.
So Andrew's doing this thing where he's opening his lactose receptors and trying to drink more milk.
My lactose receptors. It's
you
true.
Lactose
well, can I say why?
Toes as well.
Dude, you're toast. But
you're toast, man. You're lactose. Intolerance.
I'm intolerant of you right now.
I'm intolerant of both of you.
You got one of those special license plate covers that blocks out the camera.
I don't even think they work anymore. Like, I think our technology has advanced.
Ooh, they're doing some landscaping. Uh-oh. Is this bad for us?
Yeah, this is bad news.
No, we can walk through it,
y'all,
dude.
This is bad news.
They are landscaping. I'm doing the lactose thing.
Special guest.
Special guests, the gardeners. How's it going?
No.
There's this girl on YouTube, and she did this experiment where she tried to get her body reacclimated to lactose. And what she did was, she like ate nothing but powdered milk, like specifically the kind that like makes you like fed, like it has all the stuff that you need in
it. Is powdered milk like actual dairy?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Go up here.
Because you know how like some of the powdered like creamers aren't. Oh my god, we don't have a walkway anymore.
I know, they cleared this ish.
Oh my god. Wait, are they gonna get mad if we walk on their thing?
No.
Wait, let's
okay.
go to where it's like. Okay.
He's running it over.
Guys, I'm left
He's
all by
it
myself.
He's running the dam over.
I'm literally
Amanda's
left
all
by myself.
Amanda's all the way down there. We do not know what she's saying.
I'm talking shit.
No, we
they just
got...
did all this and now. Oh, he beeped at us.
Anyway, so she did nothing but that. She said it was like HE double hockey sticks for about 3 or 4 weeks. And she said she had like the worst gas of her life, which is like, you know, happy International Women's Day. I'm proud of a woman who could talk about farting.
Wait, but like...
What?
She...
What?
Did it
farted.
Specifically for...
Sorry.
To see if, like, her body would
Kyle's
react.
Kyle's cringing at me. Yeah, she... Well, she no, she wanted to see if she could... She was doing, like, a scientific experiment on herself to see if she could reacclimate her body to lactose. And she said it did. It worked.
Wow.
Wait, today is International Women's Day?
No, it was...
No, I'm sorry.
It was Saturday. That's why I
nobody
said,
gave me praise.
Are you serious? I literally did.
Besides you, with my picture of a goddamn sausage in my hand. That's the size of, like, Mount Everest. No, that was a good one. I liked that.
I was
that.
Proud of you.
So, I heard that, I mean, it could be false. Just like, you know, conspiracy, but...
Go on.
And raw milk is good for people who are lactose intolerant.
Wait, like you're just saying, like milk out the carton, or like literally sucking on the titties?
Milk out the dang udder.
Unpasteurized milk. It's good for your body.
What is pasteurized?
They heat it up and
it's boiling.
The, bacteria.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Because I always see like ultra pasteurized, and I'm like, what that even mean?
They put that fish through the boiler.
That was an air fryer.
They air fried the milk.
Air fried the milk.
So if it's pasteurized, it's better for you.
It's supposed to clear out more of the bacteria.
Oh
I don't have a
I'm not gonna make it.
I don't have a leg in this discussion.
Hold on,
but
let me go up so I can hold this.
But apparently, yeah, it's supposed to clear all the milk of all the nasty bacteria, pus, and whatever else ends up in your drinking milk.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad fact is that everything we drink is like overly treated. I mean, the water you
everything
drink.
Everything we drink, any.
Yeah, is treated to ish and back.
Is your arm tired?
No.
But, yeah. Did you?
If I had to hold it like that full time, yes.
Do you have any, like, food conspiracies or, like you're paranoid about a certain type of food?
Oh, 100%, like, raw fish.
Really? What's your...
Like, raw, like, oysters and clams? Fuck no.
Why not?
Because there's people that die eating them.
It's funny. So, like, in Japan, like, I guess, like, you know, Asian countries, they have, like, raw chicken sashimi. So they just fucking have raw chicken.
And they eat, like, beef tartare and chicken tartare. Like, can you imagine?
Well, in Wisconsin, there's a thing, like, a meal. It's, like raw meat on a fucking, like, dry toast, whatever. It's, like, a daily thing.
Don't quote me on this because I don't want to be quoted on it. But I'm pretty sure the reason why is because Japan in general has much better treatment of their livestock.
Yeah, and their bodies are more adept to, like,
raw
ingest
foods.
That.
Well, that's for fish, maybe, but not for, like, poultry and beef.
Yeah, I think, I'm sorry. If I ever saw, like, beef tartare on a menu, I think I'm walking out.
I've got to try it. I was just thinking about trying. I mean, I have to.
I don't think you have to. Because
why are you looking at me like that? I have to try it.
I would.
You can get a parasite.
If I some like good beef, quality beef from a butcher, you know, have that.
I gotta know the cow. Out.
Yeah.
You gotta meet the cow.
I gotta meet the cow.
Shake his hand. Hey.
Ask him what he's been eating for the last 10 years.
How's family?
I have to inspect the grass he's been eating.
I guess cows are so cute. So I feel bad, you know, when I have a steak or.
I know.
I feel like it's not so much like knowing the cow. It's more so like, how long did it sit before it's going into my stomach?
It's true that everything killed fresh. I've heard this from hunters. I've heard this from plenty of people. That stuff that is killed fresh and then eaten fresh is delicious compared to, you know, having been frozen or. Of course, you know, there's degrees of that. If it's been frozen for 3 years, it's going to taste way worse than something that was frozen for 1 year.
Yeah, but say a hunter, like, goes and kills a deer, and he eats, like, a piece of it just right then and there. How do you know that that deer was not diseased?
He wouldn't.
No, yeah.
He wouldn't. That MF is crazy.
So it might taste really good, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, probably pretty gamey as well. So if you like the taste, then you might just like, you know... Fresh stuff.
Yeah. Me and a friend of mine, Tara, we watch a lot of bizarre foods. One of my favorite things that Andrew Zimmern says, like, he is way too overly kind even to the worst foods, which is, you know, it's definitely a nice trait to have. But one of the words he uses to describe something he doesn't like or something that has a certain flavor to it, he goes, oh, that's got a real barnyard taste to it. That really tastes like a barnyard.
And you're, yeah.
You know immediately what that means.
Yeah.
It tastes like crap and a-hole.
Yeah. That's like his nice way of putting it. That's funny.
So that's been like my go-to saying if I don't like something. It tastes like a barnyard.
Shit,
it's got barnyard
manure
flavor.
I want to go to the zoo.
Yeah? What zoo? We don't really have very good zoos on Long Island.
Yeah?
I know. I have to go to the Bronx.
I mean,
that's not Long Island, bro.
But I mean, it's pretty close.
City boy.
Have to go to the Bronx.
City slicker.
We even have one on the island.
We do. We have a few. We have White Post Farms. But they're not big.
Where's that other farm that the giraffe died at?
I think that might have been White Post. Which
no,
is really sad.
No, that was like out east, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, that sloth place on Long Island closed down.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he wasn't up very long.
He was up longer than I expected him to be. We should let this truck pass.
It was like a guy who had like a sloth place. And you can get like a sloth experience.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, there was a lot of controversy behind it because you can't keep sloths as pets. Yeah. And he was trying to do some workaround where, like...
Aren't sloths nocturnal?
Yes. Which is also part of the argument to why he shouldn't have kept them. But his workaround was that he was using it for educational purposes, for schools and stuff like that. But, like, he was up there for, like, 2 years, which is kind of wild because, like, was that guy really getting a lot of business?
Probably not. When I was down south, I was at, like, a small zoo. And it was, like, I think...
You had a small zoo?
I was at one.
Oh.
I think it was, like $500. I played with, like, a mini...
You paid $500 to play with something?
Yeah. Okay. What'd you play with, dude?
So it was like a baby kangaroo.
Oh, I think I paid $500.
It was like a anteater, monkey, I think a fucking armadillo.
Did you let the anteater, like, suck your fingers?
He was on me, like, his fucking, like, claws were fucking, like, in my body. It hurt a lot, but he was so cute.
That's cute.
Nice.
Wait, those things got leprosy, dude. You are literally a leper.
I feel kind of sick right now. I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
Dude, Kyle's got leprosy, but you know what? It is the season of the Lord, and I'm putting my hand on Kyle. I bless you, my son.
Take it out.
Guys,
of my
I
body.
Ate meat twice on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, we had chicken bake from Costco.
We're like, hell. Oh, first Friday of Lent, chicken bake at Costco.
By the way, perfect opportunity to say it. At the end of this episode, I'm going to, instead of playing the outro, I'm going to play our Costco song,
yes.
Which, by the way, I made out of Suno, but it has been stuck in my gosh dang head legitimately since Friday.
It's a good one. Suno has definitely, like, advanced, where, like, there's different voices now, and they're catchy, and they're good songs.
This one's so great, though, because the vocals remind me of, like, those... I said it to Amanda and Kyle, like, late, or like, mid-2010s awful, like, Rebecca Black
yes.
wearing my jeans style videos.
But so catchy, like, so catchy, like, those songs.
And it cracks me up. So I'm going to play it at the end of this episode, but in the meantime, yeah, I used to like zoos. I think my earliest memory is actually a zoo. And it was going through the ape area, and it smelled like absolute dookie's feces.
You know what animal freaks me out?
What?
Komodo dragon. They scare the shit
They're
out
big.
Of me. I know. I want to fight one now, you know? Just get my fear out of the way. Just kind of
what if it threw, like, a legitimate punch at you? Would that, like, shock you?
Yeah, probably.
The last time I went to, like, see animals like that, I think was, like, the Six Flags Safari.
Oh.
That was fun. That. It was kind of cool.
Oh, and just a heads up from pickup from last season. We won the fight with Haktua chick.
Yeah, we won.
Oh, yeah, we literally won.
We came out victorious. Yeah, you better believe it was me who gave her that. Yep.
We did the rug pull so that we could win.
I said,
whatnot, one, Haktua, nothing.
What's her name again? Bailey?
Haley.
Haley, pull out the rug now. I was like,
You're done, Haley.
I literally, like, kind of hypnotized her. It was like,
we also had a few people hostage. Yep.
Yeah, there was a hostage situation, but that's, like, here nor there.
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
It's kind of like the ends to a mean, you know what I mean? This is the podcasting.
A means to an end.
Thank you. This is the pod business, guys. It's ruthless.
It's, rough, you
it's,
know?
it's like rap battles. Yeah.
It's
you know,
like
you
a
might
rap
get
battle.
Killed out here.
You know, like, we're Tupac and she was Biggie Smalls. You
and
know?
She was yeah.
Yeah.
Who died first? Biggie Smalls or Tupac?
I think Biggie.
Biggie.
No, she's Diddy and we're like 50 Cent.
And we're like the victims at the freak party. Wait, no, hold on.
No jokes.
Sorry.
No jokes.
Sorry.
She's like Epstein.
And we're
Epstein.
Like the guys on the flight log, right? No, wait. No, that's bad.
No, that doesn't work.
No, just cut it.
No.
What are we then?
The best, and she's not.
Well, yeah, we're the winners, clearly. Yeah.
We're Bad Baby, and she's Alabama Barker.
Bad Baby. Is that a real thing?
The Catch Me Outside Girl, yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Bad Bobby.
Bad Baby. That's what her name is? Bad Baby?
Yeah,
that girl was molested.
B-I-E.
Bad Barbie.
Baby.
Barbie.
Baby. All right, guys. Well.
Well, this has been a fun. This is a great one.
This was episode one of the new season.
Welcome to season two. Eventually, I'll start getting around to the animated episodes. Thank you, Kat, for finishing that. She finished it between seasons.
Thank you, Kat.
Woohoo!
So one day I'll get around to doing that. But yeah, stick around. Lots of fun to come.
And we'll talk to you guys on the next episode.
Adios.
Bye.
Trio. Frozen pizza party size. Mandy grabbing curly fries. Andy's got that giant cheese. Kai guys pushing cart with speed. COSTCO Palsco. Trio. Trio. Stack it high and roll it low. Andy, Mandy, Kai guy go. Free sample vibes. Fluorescent lights. Bulk by dreams. What you need? Yeah.